Mental Health Awareness for Designers, Creators, and Entrepreneurs. On a recent episode of Survivor, a contestant had a panic attack in the middle of the night. One of their competitors woke up with them, listened to them, and sat with them. It was a beautiful moment that they later recounted. Sometimes you just need to sit with someone during a difficult time. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I just wanted to check in to see how you're doing. You don't need to share anything if you don't want to, but if you do, I'm here to listen and sit with you. The thing about mental health is that we all have it. If you're reading this, you have a brain and all the biology, physiology, and psychology that goes along with it. Mental health isn't something that, quote, other people deal with. It's part of everyone, all the time, and I found great value in trying to be aware of my mental state and that of those around me. I had a really good discussion last year with some friends and family about mental health in disc golf. It's a physical sport, a big outdoor dexterity game, but there's a huge mental component to it. I can start off a round with an amazing drive and then miss an 8-foot putt, and that has the potential to set the tone for my entire day. We talked about how we try to be aware of those tough moments so our mood doesn't damage everyone's experience, as well as how we prefer for others to respond to help us move forward. Everyone had different answers. Our personal lives can also have a huge impact on our companies and customers. Business doesn't need to be personal, but I prefer to run Stonemaier Games as a person, not a distant corporate entity. Around 6 months ago, I lost my beloved cat to cancer, and it absolutely crushed me. It still does. But it meant the world to me that I have the type of relationship with those who follow this blog and Stonemaier Games to feel comfortable sharing the loss. Biddy might be gone, but he lives on in our games, old videos where he'll pop into frame, and in my heart. I'm often the most acutely aware of my mental health during specific moments or incidents, like when I was hacked in March or when my social anxiety kicked into high gear at a friend's engagement party last year. But it's also just an ongoing thing. I experience imposter syndrome all the time, and as much as I try to be my best self on the internet, it doesn't always work out that way. This month, I encourage you to ask yourself about your mental health once a day and how it's impacting you as a designer, creator, entrepreneur, and person. For better or worse, how is it impacting you and those around you? I'm doing this as well in solidarity with you.